Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GAIL (India) Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, you may press star. You may please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nitin Tiwari from PhillipCapital (India) Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Shifa. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of PhillipCapital (India) Limited, I welcome everyone to GAIL (India) Limited's second quarter FY25 earnings call. Today, we have the pleasure of having with us the senior management team of GAIL, led by Director of Finance, Shri R.K. Jain. I will now hand over the floor to the management for their opening remarks, which shall be followed by a question-and-answer session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nitin. Thank you very much. My dear friends from investors and analysts community, good morning and warm welcome to you for this earnings call for Q2 financial year 25. At the outset, I thank you all for attending this earnings call and would briefly touch upon the major highlights. And I'm happy to inform you that GAIL has registered highest-ever PBT and PAT of 7,095 crore and 5,396 crore for first half in financial year 25. And this is mainly driven by strong marketing margins, increase in transmission volumes, and better petchem performance. On a standalone basis, in Q2 financial year 25, GAIL has reported gross turnover of rupees 32,814 crores, PBT of rupees 3,453 crores, and PAT of rupees 2,672 crores. On a consolidated basis, in Q2 financial year 25, GAIL clocked a turnover of rupees 33,861 crores, PBT of rupees 3,470 crores, and PAT of rupees 2,694 crores. GAIL gross turnover stood at 32,814 crores in Q2 financial year 25, as against 33,627 crores in Q1 financial year 25. The PBT during this quarter stood at rupees 3,453 crores, as against 3,642 crores in Q1 financial year 25. PAT during the quarter stood at rupees 2,672 crores, as against 2,724 crores in Q1 financial year 25. Consolidated turnover in Q2 financial year 25 stood at rupees 33,861 crores versus 34,753 crores in Q1 financial year 25. PBT in Q2 financial year 25 stood at rupees 3,470 crores, as against 4,114 crores in Q1 financial year 25. PAT in Q2 financial year 25 stood at rupees 2,694 crores, as against 3,183 crores in Q1 financial year 25. The gas marketing volume sold during Q2 financial year 25 was 96.60 MMSCMD, as against 99.47 MMSCMD in Q1 financial year 25. The decrease is mainly on account of reduced gas consumption by power sector due to prolonged monsoon and reduced average temperature. Natural gas transmission volume was almost flat at 130.63 MMSCMD in Q2, as against 131.79 MMSCMD in Q1 financial year 25. The average capacity utilization stood at 62%. Polymer production was 234 TMT, as against 162 TMT in Q1. Capacity utilization for the quarter was 116%. LHC production was 252 TMT, as against 216 TMT in previous quarter. The capacity utilization stood at 71%. LPG transmission throughput stood at 1,124 TMT, as against 1,065 TMT in previous quarter. The capacity utilization was 98% during the quarter. GAIL CGD, GAIL is having the infrastructure of 194 CNG stations and 348,000 DPNG connections in the 6 geographical areas authorized to GAIL. During the quarter, 3765 new DPNG connections were added. The physical volume remained at 0.38 MMSCMD during the quarter. The share of APM and RLNG in the physical volume is around 0.23 MMSCMD and 0.15 MMSCMD respectively. In the next 2 years, GAIL targets to add around 80 new CNG stations and around 120,000 new DPNG connections. GAIL Gas Limited. Turnover was up by 5% at rupees 3150 crores as against 2987 crore in Q1 financial year 25. The increase is mainly on account of 8% increase in sales volume from CNG segment, 15% from industrial segment, and bulk trading segment by 5%. PBT stood at rupees 167 crore as against 149 crore in Q1 financial year 25, an increase of 12%. PAT stood at rupees 124 crore as against 110 crore in Q1 financial year 25, up by 13%. During Q2 financial year 25, GAIL Gas along with its JV added 26795 new DPNG connections and 8 new CNG stations and is having infrastructure of 10,30,000 DPNG connections and 580 CNG stations. I will take you through project performance. Mumbai-Nagpur-Jharsuguda pipeline work is under progress and the entire pipeline is anticipated to be completed progressively by June 25. Jagdishpur-Haldia-Bokaro-Dhamra pipeline. This pipeline is having length of 3289 kilometers. 2896 kilometers has been commissioned and remaining part is expected to be completed progressively by March 25. Kochi-Kutna-Mangalore-Bangalore pipeline. This pipeline is 901 kilometer pipeline. 579 kilometer has been commissioned and remaining part is expected to be completed progressively by March 25. Srikakulam-Angul pipeline. Work is under progress and this pipeline is of 421 kilometer. Work is under progress and likely to be completed by June 25. Gurdaspur-Jammu pipeline. This pipeline is 160 kilometer. Work is under progress and is expected to be completed by July 26. Dhamra-Haldia pipeline. This pipeline is of 253 kilometer. 154 kilometer has been completed and remaining part. This is basically West Bengal section. Is expected to be completed progressively by March 25. Petrochemical projects. PDHPP at Usar. Capacity of this plant is 500 KTPA. Project cost is 11,256 crore. Completion date is mechanical completion is by April 25 and project is expected to be commissioned by October 2025. Currently the progress of project is 75%. PP at Pata having capacity of 60 KTPA. Project cost is 1299 crore. Having target mechanical completion date of December 2024 and current progress of project is 91%. GMPL is GAIL Mangalore Petrochemicals is having license capacity of 1250 KTPA and approximate project cost is 4200 crore having scheduled completion date of June 25. CAPEX during Q2 25, CAPEX incurred is 1885 crore and this is mainly on pipeline, CGD projects, net zero renewables, operational CAPEX and others. Now I will take you through the segment-wise outlook for short to medium term. Gas marketing business continues to demonstrate enduring performance and as informed in our earlier earning calls and investors meet, GAIL will be able to earn at least 4,500 crore rupees of marketing margin from this segment in financial year 24-25. Since we have already earned gas marketing margin of 3,287 crore in first half of financial year 2025, which is approximate 73% of the year's annual gas marketing margin guidance, sale same will be again reviewed for further guidance and revised during the result of Q3 financial year 25. Gas transmission volume for 24-25 is expected to be 130 MMSCMD. Average gas transmission volume for H1 is stood at 131.21 MMSCMD, which is in line with the guidance given to you. Further, during next 2 to 3 years, transmission volume is expected to increase by around approximate 10 to 12 MMSCMD on year-on-year basis. Polymer production stood at 396 TMT in first half financial year 25. The segment has returned to profitability in first half 25 with a PBT of 116 crore against the loss of rupees 461 crore in financial year 24. First half I'm talking. We expect to make reasonable profit before tax from this segment in financial year 24-25. We further plan to optimize our sourcing to increase the bottom line of petrochemical business. LHC production stood at 468 TMT in first half 25. During the year, production is estimated to be at the same level as was in financial year 24. Also, to protect the margin in LHC segment, GAIL is time to time taking hedging for its prices, the LPG prices, that is propane and butane. I think this is all from my side regarding the overview of performance and projects. The management of the company is available and would be able to clarify on any questions that you may have. I now hand over to you, Nitin. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. We will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only headsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants, please limit your questions to 2 questions per participant. For follow-up questions, you can rejoin the queue. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. The first question is a little bit of a clarification. You mentioned in your opening briefing that trading volumes decline is due to the reduced gas consumption by power sector. However, if we look at the transmission volumes, they have remained broadly flat. I just wanted to understand, sir, on a very basic level, how should we basically then look at the mix between transmission and trading volumes, which seems to be sort of reducing if I look at the last few quarter trends. So in terms of building in numbers, even if transmission is at 130, trading volumes can actually fluctuate between 96 to 98, depending on which segments we are supplying to, sir.
Thank you, Prabal. Actually, our marketing volume, as I said, has gone down by 3 million, whereas the transmission volume remains almost flat, though it is down by almost 1 million if we compare quarter to quarter. And there are two factors why the transmission volume almost remained flat, maybe 1 million down, and marketing volume has gone down. The fact is that in Q1, power sector consumes significant amount of gas because of the weather conditions, and Q2, because of monsoon, it has gone down. That is the major reason. And why transmission volume remains almost same, and marketing volume came down because of this reason. And second, that in Q2, we did not supply to power, whereas our plants Pata was on the stream, which was not there in Q1.
Okay, so basically, sir, the transmission volume remaining flat meant that that 2 MMSCMD or 3 MMSCMD went to either internal consumption or sectors where we don't actually get any marketing
volume. Some marketeers have, because we were short of volume and we could not get the EPMC bid, which comes regularly, because we were not having volume, so we though participated during those bidding process, but based on our prices which we were to source, we could not get those volumes. So that is the reason that marketing volume was not available to us and has gone to others. That is another reason.
Got it. Okay. Thanks, sir. The second question I had was with respect to the petrochemicals. Obviously, we have seen a good recovery in terms of volumes. Just wanted to understand that what kind of run rate should we be looking at for the second half? Are we confident we can maintain basically this 220, 230 TMT on a quarterly basis, sir, for the next couple of quarters?
Yeah. We have in our guidance also said that, and now I continue to maintain that this year we will be producing at the nameplate capacity of Pata, which is 810. We will be reaching around that level, so that run rate will continue to be maintained.
Right. Last question, sir, if I may. The overall CapEx guidance, sir, you mentioned 1,885 crores done in Q2. Can we get a sense of overall CapEx done in H1 and H2 guidance?
CapEx you are talking?
Yes, sir.
CapEx, we have planned to incur around 8,000-9,000 crore of capital expenditure during this year. So we will be maintaining the current rate of CapEx, maybe a bit higher than current rate, because in second half, always the CapEx will be more than first half, it is paid. So we will be end up around 8,000-9,000 crore when we end this financial year.
Got it, sir. I'll come back if I have more questions. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We have next question from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thanks for the opportunity. So, first question is on gas marketing segment. So, I know that you've guided for a full year of about 4,500 crores, but...
Bit louder, Amit. Bit louder. I'm facing problem of getting your question.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. So I was thinking on the gas, on first question is the gas trading segment. So wanted to understand, like, what's the reason for the drop in the contribution, EBITDA and EBIT contribution from the segment in Q2 versus Q1?
Actually, Q2 is a normative return. Q1 was bit higher. I will put it differently. We have given guidance of 4,500 crore on yearly basis. If you see Q2, it was around 1,200 crore. So Q1 was higher than normative guidance. And why it was higher? Because we marketed. There are two, three reasons if you want to know specifically. One, we marketed almost 3 million volume more, that is one. Second, the arbitrage available between the upstream contract, that is the Henry Hub, and downstream contract, that is the crude-linked contract. If you see, crude prices during quarter one was higher as compared to quarter two. Henry Hub price were lower as compared to quarter two. So therefore, those arbitrage which were available in Q1 has reduced to some extent. These are the two primary reasons for our marketing margin reduction as compared to Q1, but we continue to maintain our guidance of 4,500 crore rupees.
Sure. And, so is that the only reason, the lower spread between, let's say, the crude-linked LNG and Henry Hub LNG?
Again, Amit-
There's some other factor in Q1 as well. So is there any other factor beyond this? Because the fall is about almost 30-35% on a QOQ basis. So is that the only reason that the spread reduced between Henry Hub?
There are two more reasons, if you want to know. Third, as I said during questions by another participant, that in Q1, we were having volumes for marketing. Q2, we sourced the volume to fulfill our commitment. There was some shortage of volume, and those volumes did not give those margins which were available in Q1. We sourced the spot cargoes. And fourth reason is a reason that our one of the upstream contract has got 9 months average, and downstream contract has got 3 months average. So 3 months average gives us less return. As sourcing, we pay higher, but over a period of time, it gets better.
Sure, got it. On CapEx, I thought, like in the last call, I think the guidance was for about 11,500 crores for FY 2025. So are you guiding it lower now?
No, it is not lower. I was a bit conservative when I was explaining 9,000 crore. It may even touch 10,000 plus, 10,000 crore rupees. So we'll be touching that.
Okay. And also, any update on the transmission tariff revision that you said that PNGRB would soon decide upon?
So we have submitted our tariff petitions to regulator, and it's almost more than 1.5 months when we submitted. We expect the regulator to process our tariff petition because there is a process of analysis by them, then making a public consultation document, having public comment, and then analyzing and then making the tariff order. We hope that this tariff will be available as an approved tariff by March 31st and expected to be applied from 1st April. That's our current estimate.
Got it. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Thank you so much, sir. We have next question from the line of Sachin Mehta from Diamond Asia. Please go ahead.
Sir, I basically wanted to get your guidance on the Petchem project that we are expanding on the CapEx side, and the rationale behind doing this to justify the kind of ROC, because I think even if you look at the mean margins that we are that you would be making, there would be a significant dilution on the ROC. So if you can guide something on this.
Which petrochemical project you are talking about?
The Petchem expansion.
Sorry?
The Petchem expansion project.
So if you are talking about the PDHPP plant at Usar, so this project we conceived way back in 1819, and I explained that this is likely to be commissioned mechanically by April and also the commercial production by October. Actually, we do not have, there are various reasons. We do not have PP in our slate. We currently produce PE. We want to also have PP. Second, this is not natural gas based production. This will be based on propane. So I have been continuously giving this information that there is an excellent correlation, good correlation between propane as a feedstock and polypropylene as an output. When we analyze this and it continues to remain same even today, we are getting, and we are getting more than our hurdle rate, and that's the reason. Third reason is that you know that our country's is growing maybe at the rate of around 7%, and the polymer demand is also going in similar range. Therefore, the demand side there is no problem. The crack margin side also there is no issue because it is propane versus polypropylene. And third, it will help us in marketing because we do not have polypropylene in our basket.
But we are also looking to expand our PATA capacity as well, right?
No, we are not expanding PATA capacity. What we are doing, two things we are doing. A small capacity addition in terms of polypropylene, that is 60,000 KTA we are putting. And the reason for the same is that we have polypropylene available from PATA. Currently, we are marketing that. In order to utilize and make better use of polypropylene, we envisage the PP plant at PATA, which is a very small capacity plant, 60,000 KTA at a capex of 1299 crore. That's the reason we are putting. Second expansion is not an expansion. What we have said, we are laying a line, the pipeline from Vijaypur to PATA plant, for carrying C2-C3. What is currently happening, we are extracting C2-C3 at Vijaypur, mixing in natural gas. Again, we are extracting at PATA. This actually results in 10% loss. In order to capture that loss, we are putting that line, and that is rather efficiency and improvement. And those capex would give us better return than the current capital expenditure. These two things we are doing at PATA. There is now no third thing.
Okay, sure.
Thank you so much, sir. We have next question from the line of Puneet from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much and congratulations. My first question is, are there any new pipeline projects that you envisage? Because I think other than Gurdaspur, Jammu, you'll be pretty much done with the projects by June to October 2025. Anything new in the pipeline yet?
Yes, we are working on that. Rather, we have been expecting that regulator either will authorize directly or through bidding process. We do not know. But the pipelines which were authorized to other entities and have been cancelled by the regulator, we expect that those pipelines either will be authorized directly or maybe through bidding route. Those pipelines may come up in future, very soon we expect, and those are the pipelines we expect to be in our fold.
Understood. And is it possible to get a breakup of the other income this, for this quarter?
Other income?
Yeah.
Sinaji. Hold on. Other income includes interest. I'm ready. Other income includes the interest, 6 crore rupees. The sale of steam which we are producing at Gandhar, around 52 crore rupees. BCPL, the product which we are marketing, those commissions, sale of scrap. That's how the other income includes. And dividend income of 364 crore.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. And the interest from customers on delayed payment interest on loan which we have given to our joint venture subsidiaries, which is 163 crore. Customers delayed payment is 51 crore. These are broad things I have explained to you.
That's very helpful. Thank you so much. And lastly, if you can, you know, just update on what is still stopping you from, you know, updating your marketing business guidance. You're already 73% plus there, nearly there, 3,700 crore plus.
As I said that we are course of meeting the guidance of 4,500 crore. As you said, already know that almost 73% we achieved, and we are only we have completed 2 quarters. So right now I will say that we are on the course of meeting our guidance. In respect of revision in guidance, as we did in last year, we come to you in third quarter.
Third quarter. Okay, fine. That's all from me. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We have next question from the line of Maulik Patel from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for the opportunity. Just a couple of things. One, on this recent government notification where they reduced allocation, APM allocations to the CGD sector, your thoughts on that, what kind of outlook one could have for the GAIL Gas, which is your subsidiary? And second is that where do you see the gas consumption in the country in the next 1 year or so?
So, because there is some issue of clarity of voice, if I understood you, the impact of the reduction in gas allocation, the impact on subsidiary, and also if you are to know on GAIL.
Yeah.
So, GAIL Gas, we expect the impact of 16 crore rupees per month, right? And for GAIL, around 6 crore. But GAIL as a company has a, you know, opportunity. There are two things which we are changing. Oh, sorry, I have been corrected. 16 crore per quarter for GAIL Gas and 6 crore per quarter for GAIL. GAIL as a company has an opportunity now to source and market more and more volume in terms of LNG to meet those demands which have come up because of deallocation. So we are very, very positive in terms of GAIL as a company.
And do you think that in the future there will be less and less gas which will divert from the CNG sector from within the CGD and will go to the other sectors? from a policy perspective, because what we understand that there was already a 3 MMSCMD reduction in the last 1 year or so to the CNG sector, and this additional 4 MMSCMD has come. So what's your thought that will the government make CNG a much more a market-driven business compared to where they get a significant cheaper gas through the APM allocation?
So this is very difficult for me to answer what will happen in future, but history suggests that in view of increased consumption by city gas distribution, expansion of geographic areas, certainly history suggests that this allocation may come down.
And you have raised the prices in your the GL gas, the CNG prices, or the price revision is yet to be taken?
So this call will be taken by GAIL Gas. They are analyzing it. Certainly there is an impact, but during the course they will certainly review their prices and considering the customer's demand, how it will be going to impact, they will take action. But as on date, the price revision has to take place.
And just last question, what's the outlook on the spot LNG, given that there are like the spot LNG has been very steady at $13 per MMBTU for the last couple of months, and the inventory levels in Europe are at a relatively higher level, but the price is not coming down. What's your thought overall on the spot LNG price, which you expect in 2025?
Actually, this is an abnormal situation. Normally, you find that the spot prices, except the Ukraine war situation or geopolitical situation, remains lower. Currently, the spot prices are a bit higher than normally it used to be. We expect the spot prices to come down, but all this is in future.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you so much. We will proceed with the next question, which is from the line of Sabri Hazarika from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Few questions. Firstly, on the OPEC side, I mean, it shows that there's been some increase in transmission OPEC. So, was there any particular factor during the quarter?
The OPEC in transmission has increased because of increase in fuel consumption during this quarter.
And this was because of?
Fuel, increase in fuel consumption in compression.
Okay, and this is going to remain like this, or there can be decline going on?
Actually, more or less, when volume increases, certainly the levels of what we have seen recently will likely to be maintained. There may be bit plus minus, but that's not an area of concern, because in terms of regulatory provisions, we are going to get back.
Okay, okay, fine. Second is, you mentioned that there was some shortfall in gas sourcing due to which you have to rely on spot gas, and that's why marketing volumes are also down. So, any particular long-term LNG contract where this shortfall happened, or what the mix of everything?
Actually, scheduling of cargo sometimes happens in such a way that you feel that, you don't get cargo in particular quarter, one or two cargo shorts. But this is largely not from long-term contract. As I explained, basically, we regularly source from spot market. Almost you see our 10% or to 15% volume of LNG is from spot market. We continue to source and we participate in various bidding which come particularly for fertilizer sector, that is a larger one. As I said earlier also, because the spot prices were higher, we did not source, or when we sourced, we wanted to source, it was not actually meeting our marketing margin, or kind of arbitrage were not available. So this particular situation has happened in Q2. And we continue to, of course, take the sourcing from spot market. So this Q2, there are two reasons. One, the allocation of cargo based on scheduling. And second, we did not source the spot because the prices were high.
Right, sir, got it. And two more questions. Firstly,
Sorry for interrupting, sir. I would request you to rejoin the queue for more questions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Participants, in order to ensure that the management is able to address all the questions, I would request you to please limit your question to one question per participant. We will proceed with the next question, which is from the line of Mayank Maheshwari from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for doing the call. Just a question in terms of your CapEx spending around the petchem expansion on the PET side. Can you just give us an update of how much has that been completed? What's left in spending on that?
Okay. Sanaji? So, as I said in opening remarks, actually our major petrochemical project is PDH-PP Usar, and we have project cost of 11,256 crore. The project currently progress is 75%. So you can assume that around 25%, that is around 3,000 crore, is pending to be incurred on CapEx for petrochemical.
Okay.
Thank you so much, sir. The next question is from the line of Saurabh Handa from Citigroup. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. I had two questions. Firstly, on the tariff filing, is this a part of your regular tariff filing, and when can we expect the public consultation process to begin?
It's a part of regular tariff filing. Actually, it's very difficult for me to comment on the regulators working when they will come up, but based on our past experiences, we can expect that maybe by December, they can come up for public consultation.
Okay, sir. And just my second question on your city gas investments, whether they are at the standalone entity or in GAIL Gas, is there any thought process to look at restructuring these, streamline these investments?
So we as a company, about GAIL Gas, has not yet taken any call for restructuring of GAIL Gas. This is in our mind, but nothing concrete I can share with you right now.
Okay, and nothing at the parent level or the various JVs as well?
So also we are looking for, you know, listing one or two JVs, which we are in the process. And once we move forward and we take a call, we'll come back to you, but that we are certainly working and we are in a good space.
Okay, so when can we expect an update on this, please?
Q3.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir. We have next question from the line of Vikas Jain from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my questions. So firstly, on depreciation, what has made it come down so much QOQ suddenly from 10, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because depreciation, actually there are, in Q1, we had one-time depreciation, like we, as you know, that Pata Petrochemical was under shutdown for annual plant maintenance. So whatever expenditure we do on plant maintenance, and we actually have to book in terms of the accounting standard along with the plant life. Since plant life has, for Pata One, has already been, you know, completed or almost completed, so we have to book one go, those expenditures. Second, for overall, similar expenditure has happened for, you know, pipeline maintenance. That is around 99 crore, 100 crore rupees. And thirdly, one of the ship we leased completed its leasing period, and that also goes to depreciation. So these all three factors have led to reduction in, you know, depreciation. So if you are interested in figures, the Pata, 41 crore, overhauling at Hazira, 99 crore, and ship of fire, 69 crore. So these three elements totals up to 234 crore, which were one time in Q1.
So ongoing, this should be the rate other than the capitalizations which are pending?
Yes.
So, I mean, if you or I'm sure Sinha would have this ready, for FY 2025, what is the kind of depreciation number that we are looking at, given the pending capitalizations that we are talking about?
Around 3,600 crore.
Around 3,600 crore? Okay,
yeah.
Which is going to be lower than FY25, you mean?
No.
Sorry, yeah, okay, sorry, sir. No, sorry. It was even lower, yeah. That was, yeah, correct. And at the same point of time, if I were to also look at you said 6 crore was the impact due to this gas allocation change for GAIL. That is coming from where, if I may understand that?
I said 6 crore per quarter for GAIL. And what is your question in this regard?
That is coming from where, sir?
6 CGDs.
The ones which are sitting in GAIL.
Yeah.
Okay. And just similarly, like depreciation, the capitalization of interest, what is it that, what level is it currently and what will that be expensing increase that we see as some of these pipelines get capitalized, the increase in interest expense?
Because we immediately do not have that figure and certainly we communicate you offline.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much. We have next question from the line of Yogesh Patil from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my questions and congratulations for the good set of numbers, sir. I have two questions. Sir, my question is related to recent LNG purchase contracts of close 2 MMTPA. Majority of them will start in January 2026. We wanted to understand the pricing part of the LNG. Is it a Brent link or any other index link? And if it is Brent link, is it cheaper than the Qatar LNG? And considering these new LNG supplies, do you want to give us the EBITDA guidance for the FY26-27 period? If that would be helpful.
So first, there is a correction. We have sourced 1.53 MMTPA from two sources, which were also informed in public domain. One from Vitol and second from ADNOC, right? And second, these are crude link contract. Third, certainly you can take it that this contract is cheaper than the current contracts, right? And regarding the EBITDA guidance for 26-27, we'll come back. We have not worked out.
Okay. And sir, the last related to petrochemical. Sir, majority of these petrochemical expansions will be mechanically ready in the next 1 year. But on the practical terms, commissioning, stabilization and the actual profit from this incremental petrochemical capacity, when one can expect the profitability out of these new incremental capacities and any in-house estimates, if you have, you can share about the profitability of these new petrochemical plants.
So PDHPP is the only big project. Let us not talk of PP, which is very small. PDHPP is expected to be commissioned in 25, that is FY26. The profitability from this project will start from 26-27. We do not expect any profit in the year one, right? And the level of profitability will come back.
Okay. And on the JBF side, sir, which we acquired and now renovating the projects on that side?
JBF, as I said, that it is likely to be commissioned in June 25. So again, first year, we should not expect much things to happen. Next year onwards, we'll be having profit. And again, we'll come back because let us discuss about as we need reach closer to the commissioning. Because considering the market situations at that point of time, it is better to give any guidance when we are having some kind of maturity about that.
So the major profitability can be expected post second half of FY27 only. Is that a correct understanding?
Yes, because there will be a lot of things happen in 26-27. Not only we will be commissioning our one of the biggest plant of 500 KTPA, that is one, the GMPL second, and third, already we have sourced 1.53 MMTPA, the marketing will increase. Fourth, we have already given guidance that our transmission volume will increase from 10 million almost. So fourth, this will happen. And fifth, we are in the midst of, you know, looking for additional sourcing, which we have already said in various communications that we have target to source 7 MMTPA of LNG at least by 2030. And already we have sourced 1.53 MMTPA and in phases, we'll continue to add up to our existing volume. All these will certainly help us or add to our bottom line.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you so much. We have next question from the line of Kirtan Mehta from Bob Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for this opportunity, sir. One clarification on the petrochemical business. What was our gas sourcing cost for the petrochemical during Q1 and Q2?
Okay. Just hold. We will tell you. MM dollar for MM. So in Q1 and Q2, Q1 around 8.5, approximate 8.5, and Q2 around 9.
Right, sir. And one more question was on the marketing division. Over past 6 months, if we look at the global market, we have seen spot LNG prices tightening, whereas we have seen the oil price expectation coming down for FY26. So what sort of impact would it have on our marketing business for FY26, the change in this external environment?
Actually, our marketing margin, as we are moving forward, are getting stabilized. Because whatever long-term sourcing we had done, we have marketed now. All same index, back-to-back, mostly. So the marketing margin is going to get stabilized. So therefore, any change in spot price does not impact or not likely to impact our marketing margins. The marketing margin will actually will go up for two reasons. One, our actual portfolio will increase, the demand in country is increasing. Second, the spot prices at current level are not likely to remain. You can vouch for yourself that historically the spot prices do not remain for a longer period at this level. And we almost market 10% of our portfolio on spot, so that I will provide arbitrage, or we'll be able to take care of the opportunities available in spot market. So now to sum up, our marketing margin has stabilized, will move forward with more and more sourcing. The spot prices, which are currently not helping, will help when the spot prices normalize.
Thank you, sir. Just one more follow-up on the same. So out of the 4,500 crore guidance for this year, how much percentage of the profit is attributable to the back-to-back contract?
So this detail we can share with you, but it's not right now available. But you can assume that now we almost have contracted back-to-back. Maybe I'm giving only a ballpark number, maybe 80-85% almost we have done back-to-back, 75-80%.
That is on the volume front, but out of the profit guidance of 4,500 crore, how much upside is attributable to the non-back-to-back contracts, where we had the sort of a lower HH versus the arbitrage profits that have come from the tighter crude oil prices or other way around, the way
so
we explained earlier.
That's
in
the remaining 20%, I said 75-80% back-to-back. The remaining is actually giving us those arbitrage based on market situations.
Fine, sir. Thanks for this color.
Thank you so much. We have next question from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bank Equities. Please go ahead.
Good morning and thank you very much and wish you the best of season's greetings. So, dwelling again on gas marketing segment, is it fair to understand that now that you have placed all the gas you have sourced, how is the gas sourcing and the bidding balance for this quarter? Are you back to normal, balance between what you are sourcing and able to place? And in terms of the volume, what is the kind of number we should assume for the second half compared to what you have done in the first half in terms of MMSCMD? And when do you think we will see some growth? Because last year you had mentioned that you expect about 5 million cubic meters per day of growth in gas marketing. So what is the kind of growth we could assume, say, in FY 26 and 27 in gas marketing?
Actually, marketing margin guidance we have given on annualized basis. and we have reached 73% of that. For two quarters, we expect to continue to earn a reasonably good margin. But if you want to have guidance, we will give on in Q3, not right now, which I have been maintaining. But we expect that our guidance of 4,500 crore is likely to exceed. We do not want to give any number right now.
Sir, I'm not asking about the margin specifically. Since you mentioned that the reason for the lower margin in the second quarter was because there was an imbalance between what you could source and place. I'm trying to understand whether you are back to normal sourcing and placement on a back-to-back basis this quarter. And secondly, what is the kind of growth one can expect in marketing volumes in the second half and say over FY 2026-27?
Actually, this guidance also we have given. We expect that this year we should get 4-5 million volume growth this year. And we continue to have similar growth in coming 1 to 2 years.
Okay. And second thing is, if you look at your...
I would to rejoin the queue as we have more participants online.
Again, one last one on the debt. If you look at the current debt, where do you see the debt getting... finalized once all the projects are capitalized, and what is the average interest rate on the debt?
So debts are likely to remain around same range, maybe 1 to 2,000 crore more from current level. The interest rate, if you want to know, around 7.5 to 7.6%.
Thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question we have is from the line of Tarang Agarwal from Old Bridge. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. Just referring to one of the previous participants' questions.
Actually, your voice is there. We are not able to hear you.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Your voice is a little muffled, sir.
Okay. Am I audible now?
Bit better.
Okay. So, just referring to the previous participant's question on your gas sourcing from ADNOC and Vitol, you said that your new contracts are crude linked and they are cheaper. Sir, would the cost be cheaper in terms of the slope, or would there be any other factors which would be determining the better procurement of the gas? And number two, how cheaper would these contracts be in context of your current contracts?
Actually, I will not be able to answer you this specifically. I can only say these contracts are cheaper. And I can give you a rough number, maybe 50 cents to $1 or maybe more, if we see the, both the contracts. But specific may not be desirable, or I should not give.
Okay, sir. Just maybe not specific, but just wanted to the cost differential predominantly emanates from the slope, right? The agreed upon slope, or there could be other factors also which could drive the differential cost.
When you source crude link contracts, certainly slopes comes into picture.
Okay, and the number when you speak about 0.5 or 1 or whatever that number is.
This is for your satisfaction because you're asking. It may be around $1 or 50 cents. Let us not discuss because it goes up to formula which we will not be able to share.
Sure. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Kishan Mundra from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Two questions from my end. So, firstly, you were exploring setting up a 1.5 million ton cracker in Madhya Pradesh. So, is there any development on that front? Have you finalized anything?
Sorry, you come back again, please.
Sir, there were news articles.
Okay, I got your point. So, I have been answering this question in last earning call also said that we as a commercial organization evaluates all the possibility of investment which commercially suits to us. Currently, we are evaluating lot of opportunities, including the ethane cracker. Regarding decision, we have not yet taken any decision.
Okay, understood. So, second question is on the Dabhol breakwater. What is the progress on that front? When do we expect it to be completed? And once completed, sir, what is the expected utilization that we can expect?
So Dabhol terminal will be full weather terminal next monsoon. The job is going on. There were some issues in between. Now job has started and we expect to be completed by February. Right? And as far as utilization is concerned, we will be able to utilize fully because currently we are sourcing cargoes and bringing to other terminals. So when we have our terminal, we will certainly be able to utilize to its capacity.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you very much. And we thanks to participants from our investors and analyst community for their wholehearted support to GAIL and participating in such a number, asking a lot of questions. I know there was a time constraint. Some of the participants could not have asked or did not get the opportunity to ask questions. But we as GAIL are always available to answer you all the pending questions or some of the queries we could not answer offline. Thank you very much.
On behalf of Phillips Capital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Participants may disconnect your lines. Thank you for joining us.